position.
Even if I was willing to accept your argument that ENZO applies only to constitutional standing, despite the language, it seems to me, doesn't indicate that. But even if I were willing to, because Judge Rich certainly wrote much broader than simply a focus on constitutional standing issues, but even if I were to accept that argument, well, then you're in a scenario where maybe we're not bound by ENZO, but we have to decide whether the same logic that was used to decide the case in ENZO ought to apply to this case, and I'm having a difficult time determining how Judge Rich's decision ought not to apply to a circumstance involving prudential standing, especially in light of all of the Supreme Court cases that came, Newman Green and all the regional circuit cases, Pressroom Unions, Field from the Third Circuit, all of which I think are prudential standing cases and say you can't correct defects in actual jurisdiction of fact after the time of the original complaint. And every one of them was a circumstance just like this, which involved you just got to go back and do a do-over. Even though nothing would really be different, you just have to do a do-over because this is an important rule that we're not going to allow to be modified.
So I appreciate the point, Your Honor. Two points. ENZO is factually different because, again, in ENZO, we believe that there was no constitutional standing.
You believe that, but Judge Rich didn't say that. That wasn't what he based it on. He didn't make that constitutional standing analysis, and nor did he limit his discussion to the kinds of facts that would pertain to constitutional standing as opposed to prudential standing. His analysis includes all of those facts.
Right.
He wasn't burdened by labels like constitutional and prudential. He just looked at all the facts and said, this doesn't work.
Right, and under all of those facts, we believe that the reason it didn't work is because constitutional standing didn't exist.
Well, you believe that, but that's not what he said. So apart from that, even if you were correct, why wouldn't that identical rule, why shouldn't that identical rule apply to a case that you say is based exclusively here on prudential standing? I don't see any logic that would result in two different rules for us.
Under the